For Friday for Yomtiv, and on Friday you got to eat up the Erev, for Shabbos you don't have an Erev. He owes it to Sosik, that maybe it's called one long Kedusha, so the Erev you put out there on Mizrach side is Koiner, even for Shabbos. Therefore on Shabbos, where do you have your Alpai Mama? Outside there by Mizrach. So you could walk Alpai Mama into your city, and Alpai Mama the other way. He's also Masufik though, maybe Shabbos is called a new Kedusha by itself. It is called a new day by itself, so you don't have any Erev for Shabbos. So where are you going to Shrisa? Back in your house. So now you have to be machmir that maybe the Shrisa is outside by Erev, maybe the Shrisa is back in your house. And you can only walk in between your Erev and your house. Those are the only two places you could walk. Because the Monashach, these are Pai Mama, you're allowed to walk. But you can't walk one Amma further than your Erev, and you can't walk one Amma further than your house. Because you have a Suffolk, where were you going to Shrisa? That's the Yudah Shita. That should be like the Chum of our Mishnah. That's a Suffolk, if it's called 2 days or called 1 day. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Eishon, Rabbi Yechon ben Bruch Einrim, Erev Baragla Barishim. The person walked out there before Yontif and was there ben Ashmoshris by the Mokum of the Alpay Mama, is Bobber, Erev Baragla Barishim, is Ein Marav Baragla B'Sheni. You don't have to make an Erev the second day. This is again Rabbi Yishmael Shita, that's called Vaday one long day, it's called one Kedusha. Nechol Aruva B'Yom Rishon, if the Erev was eaten up the first day on Yontif, is Yoytzol Avisheni, on Shabbos still you're allowed to walk out Alpayim Amma from your first Erev, because it's called one long day. So while we had Rebbe hold cloths called one long day, and now we're having Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rav Yishmael ben Eishon Yechon ben Ruka, they all hold that Shabbos and Yontif is called one long Kedusha. Omar Rav, Zot Rav, Halocha Kedalitz Kenem Halolu. You should know we paskin halacha like these last four mandiyomer we have, the aliba the Rebbe Lezer. And they all hold like Rebbe Lezer Shita in our Mishnah, the Yomer that they say, days Kedushas Hain. That's halacha. That is Shabbos and a Yom Tov are considered two different days. They have two different Kedushas. Therefore, if you put an Erev on one side for the first day, you have a right to put an Erev for the second day on the second side. Or else, if the first Erev was eaten up the first day, the second day, the Shavis is Vanday in your house. But the second day is a new Kedusha by itself. If you have an Erev for the second day, good. If you don't have an Erev, it's Chal in your house where you live. That's your Pai Mama. Yeah. So tomorrow, V'yelu hein Dalet Zekenim. Who are these Dalet Zekenim? Who are the four man Yomrim that hold like this also? That's all considered one or two different days. Is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what we just had. For Reb Yishmael, for Reb Yechon and Ambruket, the second man Yomri out of here. For Reb Lezer, for Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Simtoi, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Simtoi. Rashi, Chad Minayu, Rabbi Elezer, Kol Rabbi Elezer, Stam B'Shah, Sultana, Rabbi Elezer ben Shamuhu. It's Rabbi Elezer ben Shamuah. So therefore, here it says, Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon. It's a difference, not the Stam Rabbi Elezer, it's Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon. Well, this is it. No. No, this is it. Reb Lezer ben Shemur. This is what it means to us now, Gemara here. Reb Lezer... I'm not sure. The Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Yishmael, Reb Yechon Mabruko, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Simtoi. He's called the Simtoi, the Trashi. Kori call me, Sheror Rebbe Dvorov, Bim Kaimeth Harbei, Vishon B'Mishnah Stam. Wherever Rebbe liked what he was saying, even though he said it a few places, he puts it down in the Mishnah Stam without a name, that's called Stimtoi. So Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Stimtoi. The Ikadiyamri, some say, Chad Minaya Rebbe Lezer. Some say, no, one of them is Rebbe Lezer, Stam Rebbe Lezer means Rebbe Lezer ben Shemua. O Mapik Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. And take out the Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda Stimtoi. Take him out. He's not one of these four, in the four categories. For the Gemara of Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yechon ben Bruka, Ipcha Shaminu. We heard someplace else they say just the opposite. Trashi Liel, in the top one here. Yeah, right, just here they said the opposite. They just said on top, what Iru Baraglo Barishan is Ein Mara Baraglo B'Sheni. They said Taked. If you made an Erev the first day, you do not have to make another Erev the second day. You see, clause called one long day. So their shita is Yom Tov Shabbos is called one long day. How could you say that because of Dalet Zekenim the Paschal and Reb Elezer that is called two different days? So the Gemara Eipach, they change around their din, not to say Ein Tzorach Lariv, but they meant to say Tzorach Lariv. For the Gemara Yehochi Yevazoi Hainu Rebbe, Aber sehr, es ist Mamesh Rebbe Shita. He say, ja, da mach leuk, just Rebbe said one way, Rebbe Yudin said another way, then he had Rebbe Yishmael, Benoish, Rebbe Yochel, and Mabruka. So who are the Mamesh saying the exact same Shita as Rebbe, that it's called two different Kedushas. So what do they have to say? It's called Tainu Rebbe. Now the Gemara Eima say, and this Machleik is here, Enoch Nami, V'chein Am Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel also said, just like Rebbe, that it's called two different Kedushas. So you're allowed to make two different errors for the 2 days, and who are then if you made one error for the first day, and it got eaten up, so then is the second day, you have no error at all, L'yikon Shris in your house. That's like Rebbe Shito, these dollars of Canaan, so we always call two different Kedushas. For the Gemara Bezoi, V'leshev Nami Rebbe, how come we didn't put in this cheshbon these fools that came in Rebbe? Rebbe was the first man Yom Yehari that said klor. It's two different kedushas. So why don't we put in Rebbe? Drashiv lechshav nami Rebbe the shamina leiliel behedya. The Rebbe says klor like this. And the Gemara Rebbe torn alo v'loy sovlo. I'll tell you, Rebbe just learned like that, but maybe he doesn't hold like that. Rashi says torni lo v'loy sovlo. Olodiver Reb Lezer kamar. He's only saying what the pshat in Reb Lezer is, but he himself doesn't hold like that. Hey. Rebbe Tonalov Loi Sovolo, Rebbe learned that, but he himself doesn't know like that. For the Gemara Abazoi, maybe Rabbona Nami Tonalov Loi Savrilo, maybe even according to Rabbi Shimon Megamliel, and Rabbi Yishmael B'Nash and Rabbi Yochanan Mabruka, maybe also even those they're saying it's called the two different Kedushas, maybe they're only saying that I'll leave with the Rebbe Lezer, but they themselves don't hold like that. Like Mecha Taisi Rebbe doesn't hold like that. Maybe they also don't hold like that. So Rashi Rabbona Nami. Hey, Tanach Reb Shimon, Reb Yishmael, Nehi Dikatoni, V'chein Dilma Toni V'lei Savrilei Lo. Maybe they also just say this is Pshat according to Reb Lezer, but they themselves don't hold like that. And the Gemara, Rav Gemara Gorma Lo. Rav Taka learned how to Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Rashi, Rav Gemara Gorma Lo, Me Rabbi, he learned this from his Rebbe. Tahanach Abo Zekanim, these four Zekanim, Sviriluk Reb Lezer, they all hold like Reb Lezer. Abu Rebbe, Tony Vloy Sovolo. That's his Kabbalah. That Rebbe just said like that, even though he doesn't hold. He's just saying Pshat in Reb Lezer. But the other Dalad Zekanim, they hold Alocha. The Shita is called two different Kedushas. Markinach Navshe Derafuna. When Derafuna was Nifta, his Ayah Rav Chizda Lemirma Derav Adarav. Rav Chizda asked a question, Rav on to Rav. He had a stira. Mio Marav, is it true that Rav said, Halacha Kedalad Zekanim Aliba the Reb Lezer, Diyamash Tek Tusha saying that we hold Yom Tev and Shabbos are called two different days. You can make two different areas. V'yitma, we learned. Shabbos for Yom Tev. You have a Shabbos, then comes a Yom Tev, one after another. Rav Omar, Noldo Bozer Asura Bozer. A Beitz, an egg that was hatched or came out on one day, came out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it Sunday on Yom Tev. So what do you see? The Chur is called one long Kedusha. That's the Shal from Muksam. But if an egg is born on Shabbos, so that's called like Meilud. Something was created now on Shabbos, Meilud, it's Muksa. But if you're going to tell me tomorrow, Sunday, Yom Tov, is called a new Kedusha, so why should it be Muksa on Yom Tov? It was already created before Yom Tov. So when it comes now Yom Tov, it's not Meilud anymore. So why is the egg also to on Yom Tov if you hold two different Kedushas? This claim if it's like one Kedusha, so just like something that's created on Shabbos, it's Muksa for Shabbos. So Shabbos and Yom Tov is one Kedusha, it's Muksa for Yom Tov also. But if you tell me the two different days, so why is the egg that's born, hatched on Shabbos, why is it also on Sunday and Yom Tov? Or my Rabbah, if the Rabbah is no Stira, even Rav Takos is called two different Kedushas, like two different days. Or the Hossam, the Yisrael is Mishum Hachona. There's an Isser Hachona. If the egg was hatched, let's say on Shabbos, and you want to be able to, born on Shabbos, you want to use it on Sunday, Yom Tov it's also. Because that's called Shabbos was Mechin for Yom Tov. About it was created today, today is called as being Mechin for tomorrow. So if tomorrow is a Shabbos, or tomorrow is a Yom Tov, you can't eat it. The Tanya, we learned. The Pasuk says, V'hoya b'yoyim ha'shishi was a 6th day Friday, v'echinu. And you're supposed to prepare on Friday for Shabbos. So the call is like this. Choyel Mechin the Shabbos. On a Friday, which is a choyel, a weekday, that's when you have to do all your preparation for Shabbos. Hu adin v'choyel Mechin the Yom Tov. On an Erev Yom Tov, that's a Chol, a weekday, you're supposed to prepare for Yom Tov. V'yein Yom Tov Mechin LeShabbos. But on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be Mechin, prepare things for Shabbos. Only this Midiraisa. And only we're making with an Eruv Tashilin, like Taisa said, because we have the Svar of Chol. When you want to cook, maybe the food is Roy for Yom Tov, so it's not considered you'd be Mechin it for Shabbos, for tomorrow. But Me'ikur Adin is also to be Mechin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. And the Adin, V'yein Shabbos Mechin LeYom Tov. Shabbos, since Shabbos is not a weekday, it's not a choyl, they can't be making for Yom Tov. So, Mele, here, if the egg was born on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, he can't eat it the next day. Because if you can eat it the next day, which is either a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, the Erev of that, which is also a Shabbos, blinds like Shabbos, is being mechid for Yom Tov. So that's why he can't eat the egg. Even though they're called two different kedushas, but as halacha, something has to be prepared for Shabbos on a weekday. It has to be chayil. Here it was Shabbos or it was Yom Tov, so it can't be mechid for the next day. That's what we learned. What's the Yetzer? How do you make an Erev? Is my Li Choy Berishin. You have to go there the first day, which means Thursday night or Thursday afternoon. You walk to the Tchum. You may give a Shliach your Erev, your two Chalis. So the Shliach goes there Thursday afternoon. He puts down the Erev and he waits there until it comes Ben Ashmoshes of the beginning of Friday of Yom Tov. The nightly picks up the Erev, then after it's chal for Yom Tov, Ubalai, he takes, brings it home with him. Pesheni comes then Friday afternoon, for before Shabbos, Mach Shecholov, he goes there again, V'yoichloi, he puts down the Erev there, it's there at the beginning of Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, it's chal the Erev, then he cleared it up. Ubalai, he could go away. His Akasha though, that's what our Mishnah says, is Okom Mechin, the Yom Tov Shabbos. How are you allowed to walk there on Friday afternoon and carry the Erev, put it back down again to be chal for Shabbos? I am not allowed to be making from Yom Tov for Shabbos. And here we're saying, Tlo, you're making an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Or Malay Rabba, as the Rabba back, you have to say, Pshana Mishnah is, Misa Ritzai Payoim Koin Erev, do you say the end of the day? In other words, like Friday. Is Koin of the Erev, so you want to say it's like Friday. Is being making for Shabbos? No. Hatoya Tchila Sayoim Koin Erev. What's kind of the Erev is the beginning of the day. That means the beginning of Shabbos. So even though you're putting down your Erev on Friday, we'll soon see why isn't that alone called the Ma'is HaChana. The Chura putting the Erev down alone should be the Ma'is HaChana for Shabbos. But by the way, that's not the HaChana. The HaChana is the Chalois Kinyan. Not that the Erev is Chal. See if it's Chal on Friday, on Yom Tov, it's a Kasha. How could you do a Chalois on Yom Tov for Shabbos? The Torah says no. The Erev is Chal, the beginning of Shabbos. On Shabbos at the end of Bein HaShemoshes. So it's already Shabbos. Then it's considered the Shabbos Mechino Liatzmo. Shabbos has a right to prepare for itself. For the Gemara, Elam Zakrashi Mi Savrit Seif Hayoim Shal Erev Shabbos Kain Erev Deva Yom Tov Mechon the Shabbos. That should be considered like Yom Tov is doing a Chalais Erev for Shabbos? No. The Erev is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. So Shabbos is preparing for itself. So the more elamayatev, that's true. Ya'arvo belogin. If you tell me now the Erev is first chal the beginning of Shabbos, we had this case before where you have this kli, this login means a card, a pitcher, which you have tumes full yom on it, and inside it you have ma'aserishin that you made it tonight, that you want the trumas ma'aser to be chal mishatechshach. Just when you want the trumas ma'aser to be chal, the halacha was a full yom is not metama ma'aser sheni, it's only metama truma. So when the Trumas Maiser is Chal, the Chur, it should be Tomei. But if you said you want the Trumas Maiser to be Chal, Mishatechchuk, at night time, so the Tumas Ful Yoim goes off at night. So then everything was good. We said then it's Chal. But the Gemara said if you want to use it for your Erev, you can't use it. And the reason the Chur why it can't be good for the Erev, because Erev is Chal before Mishatechchuk. At the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, the Erev has to be Chal. It has to be Roy Teet. At that time was Maiser Rishon, you didn't take off the Trumas Maiser yet. So you're not allowed to eat this Peris, it can't be good for an Erev. That was the Pshat over there. You can't use it for an Erev, because at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, it's not edible. It still has Truma, it has Tevel. You didn't take off the Trumas Maiser until Mishatechshach. But now the Kash is, you can tell me, though, no. Erev doesn't have to be Chal at the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes, at the end of Friday. Erev is Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, Mishatechshach. So if the Erev is first Chal at night, so this is Roy Titan at night time. You said that this Maiser Rishon, the Trumas Maiser, should be Chal in it to be separated, Mishatechshach. So the first second of the night, it's Chal, that this is called Trumas Maiser on one side, and the rest you're allowed to eat, so it's edible. So why did we say the Erev is not Chal? That's the Kasha. If you're telling me the Erev is first Chal at the beginning of night, Mishatechshach, so why can't you make an Erev in such a case? The Lugin? Rashi, Elamari, Elamiyata, Yarva, Belogin, Abina, and the terraces, like we said before, Binan Suda, Ruyim, Ibayoyim, Beleka. Even if you tell me, when is the Zaman, the Chalais Erev Tchumim, his first Chal, the beginning of Shabbos, Misha Techshach, and here at night time, you're allowed to eat this because the Trumas Mais is Chal, but there's a new halacha. To Shash, you put the Erev down, you have to do like a Mais Erev. You have to put down food that's edible. So it means it has to be roi teeth by join. Even though it's only chal at night time, but there's a mice, you have to put the Erev down before night time. But by join, you have to put the Erev down. When you put an Erev down, you have to put something that's edible. Here, Vashas, you put this Kli down, it was inside Maisa Rishon, that you did not take off the Trumas Maisa yet. So it's pebble inside, it's not edible. So Vashas, you put the Erev down, it wasn't edible yet, that's not called an Erev either. Even though Vashas Chalois is edible, but it's a new Yisoid, being in Suda Haruyim by join, it has to be edible. The shas you put down the Erev. The Bayoim has to be edible. Shrashi Yabin and Sudri Oriel by Jain Balekam, Ma'arav Adam Shne. That's it, that's for. Hokas in Elot, that's where you go here. This is the Terrence. It has to be Roim by Jain, and there it's not Roim by Jain, because the Trumas Meister is first Chal at night. Balekam, Samori Eloho did Tanan. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. Reb Lezer Roimer, Yomtif, Shasomach Lashabis, if you have first the Yomtif, then the Shabbos. Beimel afneha, where the Yontif is Friday, or Beimel achre, where the Yontif is Sunday, is Marav Adam Shnei Eruvin. You can make two different errors. Is the Chur the Kasha, Horbin and Suda, Horuyim Mebajoyim Veleka. You have to have a Suda that's Royati Mebajoyim Veleka. You don't have it. Now, why don't you have it? Now, the Havimina is like this. The Havimina is, we're saying now, you put down your two errors, you put it down Taka Thursday. So on Thursday, you put down the Havimina is, for Friday Erev, you want it to be Chal Alpayim Mama Mizrach side. For Shabbos, you want the Erev to be Chal Alpayim Mama Marav side. So you put the Erev Alpayim Mama this side, and the other Erev Alpayim Mama this side. Come to say, it's the first day Friday, where is your Erev Chal? To the Mizrach side, let's say. So you're only allowed to walk Alpayim Mama from your Erev. Where your Erev is, you can walk Alpayim Mama further, and Alpayim Mama back to your house. That's all. Now, the Erev to be Chal for Shabbos is another Alpayim Mama the other way of your house. So the Maisa Friday yet, Mloy Jain, when it's still Yom Tif, are you allowed to walk to where Erev is? No. Because on Yom Tif, your Shvisa was on Mizrach side, the other side. Come to say, on Yom Tif, you're also to walk to where Erev is. When can you walk to Erev? On Shabbos. When it comes Shabbos, now we say you're kind of Shvisa where Erev is on Marav side, now you can walk to Marav. But if you're going to tell me Mloy Jain, before the Erev is Chal, you have to be able to eat your food, here you can't eat it. Because on Friday, your Erev was Chal on Mizrach side. You're Alpayim Mama that way from your house. All you can walk to right now on Friday, up until the last second of Yom Tov, and just until your house. More than your house, you can't walk to the other side. And you, where is your Erev? Your Erev is Alpayim Mama that way. So for the Gemara Takasha, if you need an Erev to be Chal by Jain, you can't walk there. And for the Gemara, Mi Savrit, Enechlam, you type it true. In such a case, the Erev wouldn't be Chal. Or the Mi Savrit, the Monach Lei, B'Soif HaPayim Mama Lekan, U'B'Soif HaPayim Mama Lekan, who said, like on Friday, for Yom Tov, he added Erev Alpayim Mama away from his house. Then type it to Kasha. If you have an Alpayim Mama that way, and for Shabbos, you want it to be Alpayim Mama that way, you can't walk there on Friday. We're talking about the Loi. The Monach Lei, B'Soif Elif Amalekan, or B'Soif Elif Amalekan. We're talking about that on Friday's Erev was only 1,000 Amis this way. That's all you did it. So you had an extra 1,000 Amis Mizrach side. Shabbos Erev is an extra 1,000 Amis the other way. So Meister, right now on Friday, you could walk to your Erev. Because from where your Erev is here, it's 1,000 back to your house, and just one more 1,000 to your Erev, you're allowed to walk up Hayim Amma. So that's the case Reb Lezer is talking about. That you're able to walk to both Erevs on Friday. So now it's called the Suda, to both Erevs are Roy Teet before it's Chal. But by Jain, to both Roy Teet. Tomorrow, Elohod Yom Rav Yehuda, Erev Baragla Yom Rishon, Mara Baragla Yom Sheni. If you made an Erev the first day, you walked there on Ben Hashmoshes. You have to walk there again the second day on Friday, Erev Shabbos. Erev Bapas B'Yom Rishon, if you put a pas down on Thursday for Friday to be Chal, is Marav Bapas B'Yom Sheni. Friday again, you have to put the Erev out again to be Chal again B'Yom Sheni. Is the Kashir Hokomechem Yom Tov Shabbos? How could you put the Erev back out again on Friday? For Shabbos, you'd be Mechem on Friday for Shabbos. Grote Kashir, the Nitzachonah. Or Malay, the Teretz is, Mi Savrit the Ozal, the Omar, who says he walks there with his bread on Friday and puts it down and says, when I put it down, this should be the Erev, the Amidi, named the Ozal Bishosik. The Yosef, I tell you, he walks there and puts it down and just keeps quiet. He doesn't say anything. So, if he doesn't say anything, there's no Isra Achonah. Mashmas Tam, put in the Erev down on Friday, that it should be chal for tomorrow for Shabbos. If you don't say anything, that's not called a Ma'is Tachona. It's only if you speak it out that I'm putting this down to be an Erev for Shabbos, that makes it into Tachona. But if you Stam keep quiet, there wouldn't be any Yisr. Like Rashi says, V'akomechen, kishemara baragla b'sheni miyomtav l'shabbos. So v'shleim ma'ara b'shnei b'sheni b'pas, Tirata de Tchila Sayyim Koiner. You gave a territory at the beginning of Shabbos is Koiner. The air of the Pasha ticked him a mela koni. El Erev Baragla, when you walk there with your feet, Sakotaitech, the boiler maimer, you have to speak out and say, Shvi Sasi Bim Koini. I want the Erev to be Chah where I am right now. Vuloimotze Lechavin Tchila Sayyim. You can't know exactly when the beginning of Shabbos is. And you have to speak it out on Friday. That now I want my Shvisa to be Chal here for Shabbos. With the Amir alone, you're being Mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Has this time, if you put the bread out the Imamish at Teretz Yisrael, when is the Chalois Erev? The Chalois Erev is first Chal on Shabbos. So he said Shabbos is being Mechin for Shabbos. But when you walk there and you want to be outside there by the Tchum, so the Havminer is, you have to speak it out. When do you speak it out? You can't wait to Shabbos Mamish. You don't know when Shabbos is. So you speak it out before on Friday. Are you speaking out on Friday on Yom Tov something about Shabbos? And the Gemara, nay, the Yosef Shosik, he just kept quiet. He doesn't have to say anything there. Zokmar Kaman, Lechur Kreb Yechon Ben Uri. Lechur, you tell me now, go like with Yechon Ben Uri. The Yomer, he says, Chefsei Hefker, Kreina Shavisa. The Lechur also, Chveitzim also has a Tchum Shabbos. You can only take it al pay mama from where the chepitz is. If you own, let's say, a chair outside, so that chair also, you can only carry it al pay mama on Yom Tov. Now, let's say the chepitz belong to Hefker. Nobody owns it. There's also a shayla, they also have a din shrisa, to say that if I come on Yom Tov and find a chair, I can't carry it more than al pay mama where the chair is. Even though it doesn't belong to anybody before, still there's the yisoid of chefsei hefker akayin shvisa. In other words, even though you don't speak out and say harezu erev, this should be my akayin shvisa. Memela, wherever you are, that's where the shvisa is chal. That's what you want to say now here also. So if the person walks out there to the tchum before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, and just stands there, lemaisa, without speaking out anything, the fact that I'm standing outside with apay mama, that's where my erev is chal, because I don't have to speak out. Pariah, you see, chefsei hefker. His something doesn't belong to anybody. Still, wherever those chveitzim are at the beginning of Shabbos or the beginning of Yom Tov, they're automatically kind of the shvisa. His achura, you're telling me, command for Rabbi Yechon and Menura, the yom chefsei hefker kind of shvisa, and the chom dingzach on Rabbi Yechon and Menura. That's going to be a kasha. What do you do about the chomim? So the Gemara, no. Afidul tamer rabbonin. We could even go according to the rabbonin. So what? Ad kan loy pligi rabbonin alei the Rabbi Yechon and Menuri ela biyoshin to loy motzi yomer. He only dingzech either with your mamish hefker, or else if the person is sleeping. If the person is sleeping in the beginning of Ben HaShemoshoiz, since he can't speak out, he can't even say, Harez Erev, then it's not Chal. Avo Benir, but if you have a person that's awake, and Lamaisu, he could speak out right now to say, I want to be kind of Shvisa where I am. The boy, Lameimer, Motsi Yomer, if he wanted to, he could have said it. Is a loch rafagav the loyoma command yoma domi. The Rabbonim are also moida that a person that's awake, when he walks out to be at the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov, by the Tchum, that's where he wants to shvisa the Koino, it's Chal without saying anything. So the fact that you're walking there, and you could speak out, that's enough. You don't have to speak out at all. Yeah. Command the Yomadani. If you would have learned and heard, this is how we learn. The Chur would have a kasha on what you're saying. Like the Teretz was saying now is, even though you're walking mamash to the Tchum on Friday, and the Chur, you're doing a Ma'is Achoni, appearing on Friday for Shabbos, still was saying it's okay, since you don't have to speak out anything. When you get there, you just sit there and don't say anything, so there's no Yisra Achona. Here we learn not like that. The Tanya, lo yahalech odom l'soiv sadeyu. A person is not allowed to walk on Shabbos to the end of his field. Leida mahi tzricha, to see what the field needs. So you see, just in Isra halicha, walking is also awesome. Shrash lo yahalech b'Shabbos, leida mahi tzricha achra Shabbos. You want to know now, on Shabbos, do I have to water my field? So you want to walk to your fields on Shabbos just to know if I have to water it after Shabbos, that's awesome. Because talichos, when you're not allowed to do it, talichos is also awesome. Ki yoytze boy, lo yitayel adam al pesach medina. A person should not take a walk all the way to the entrance of the city.